Hey, I'm Joran from Chatamize, and this is the first episode of Future of Chatbots. And today I have as a guest Rupert Samuel. He scaled to 20 shops within a few years. He's a great digital marketer. He wins contests by building chatbots, and he's the co-founder of Wallahly. Thanks for coming. Just give a quick introduction of yourself and what you're currently doing.
Well, currently right this bloody minute now. this minute before I was doing some updates to Wallahly and just giving some new features. But currently, I guess around now, we're just working on platforms such as Wallahly, A1, and some other secret bot applications you're going to be able to use for things like ManyChat.
Okay. And can you give a small introduction of Wallahly, what it does, and the value of Wallahly?
Yeah. So to put it into as simple as possible, Wallahly is a software that will allow you to deliver passes to your users or your consumers, your customers, and a pass will get delivered into a consumer's mobile wallet. Now, the mobile wallet will give you the capability, if the pass is downloaded into the capability to send push notifications and proximity-based notifications. So it opens up a whole new communication channel between you and your consumer. And the great thing to think about it is that with Apple devices, there's no need for any app download, because every Apple device comes with the wallet to their device, and the vast majority of Android devices already come with downloaded a wallet as well into there. So the main concept of Wallahly is to deliver things such as coupons, loyalty cards, event tickets, webinar passes, stamp cards, points cards, membership passes, things upon this scenario. Once that's delivered to your customer, you're now going to be able to send them reminders that their coupon and things are about to expire, or points have updated in scenarios like this. And if this customer would get too close to your store, then you'll be able to send them again another message based on how close they are to your shop.
Okay, so basically it's like you can send a loyalty card or a coupon through your chatbot. People will install it into their wallet on their mobile phone, which is already installed on Apple devices or Android devices. And then you can send them push notifications about the loyalty cards and the coupons, and in order to get more traffic and get more people to your store.
Yeah, more traffic to your store, more redemptions, more traffic to your website, because when you have the push notification, you're going to be able to, send them over to any website you want to, any webinar. And, you know, talking about the chatbot side of it, if you are using ManyChat as your place of where you're going to, you know, integrate alongside with Wallahly, which is my preference, you're then going to also, for your push notifications, you're going to get all of the segmentation and the breakdown of the type of users that you have in there to be able to make sure that the right user is going to get the right message. And yes, with ManyChat, you know, if you're comfortable with not so advanced features, but you understand, say, the user field scenario, you're going to be able to place all those user fields into your messages that you send to people. So you're going to be able to segment down really well, but also be able to send relatable messages based on that user's interactions with your campaigns and digital assets and physical location itself.
Yeah. So with the use of loyalty cards and coupons, you can get more information about the customer and then send more tailored messages to the specific customer.
Yes.
Awesome. And this is really already a kind of, a more advanced use of a chatbot, because a lot of chatbots now are used just question and answering. Mm-hmm. There's already a kind of a loyalty bot. What do you think is coming in 2020 with respect to that? What do you think where the improvements with chatbots will lie in 2020?
Well, I think it's worthwhile talking about the pros and the cons to what's to come in 2020. So I think some of the easy pros we have coming are definitely going to be like direct. We'll get more, you know, Instagram direct will be available, and WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been seeing it pop up inside of the Facebook ads manager. and business manager as options to send your consumers directly to a chat based in those applications. I also think that, you know, one of the other biggest pros, which also combats a particular type of con, but it's going to be interesting to see where this develops, is that recently Facebook announced that you're allowed to ask for permission to send a follow-up message after the 24-hour window has expired. So by the 4th of March, which is, you know, in about a month's time from now, we are no longer going to be able to send them a Facebook message after the 24-hour window. So one of the great things of where Walletly can help combat this is that certain situations and campaign types that you're utilizing Walletly in connection with will counter some of the four tags for you to then re-engage somebody, but also you get that capability of sending a push notification as an extra way to communicate to your consumer. And inside of that push notification, you can add an m.me link or ref URL over to your chatbot for your chatbot to restart and re-engage that 24-hour period.
Yeah.
So with 2020, I think best things to look forward to are going to be the directs and the WhatsApp, and to see where this one-time extra, like the 24-hour plus one rule, this extra kind of feature is coming towards it. And, you know, the biggest con of the year, I think, is going to be, or the biggest downer of the year is going to be the fact that from the 4th of March, you haven't got the plus one rule as a native capability. You've got to subscribe to it. And if Facebook don't allow you to do it, then you're a bit more limited inside of the messenger. But it will be interesting to also the one thing I wonder quite a bit about this area here is, are the same rules going to apply for WhatsApp and direct messenger?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's very, like, on one hand you could say they're very similar, and on the other hand you could say they're completely different. So, and then ultimately anybody's guess is anybody's guess, but it's a bunch of people in Facebook all sat around their desks and just going, should we do this or should we do that? Oh, no, we'll do this. Oh, we'll change it next month. Though. Yeah, sure. Let's just like mess around with everybody. So, you know, we'll have to kind of see where that's going, but they're the things that I'm looking forward to for 2020.
Yeah, because I also mainly see that the change in regulations of Facebook, Facebook Messenger becomes more and more limited for chatbots. Mm-hmm. And then indeed Walletly is a really good means to send out push notifications to your audience, because then you're just outside Facebook Messenger and you can just use the Wallet app for that. Mm-hmm. I'm also thinking that in general, and you also see that in, for example, ManyChat, is that chatbot software platforms are really expanding to other channels like WhatsApp and Instagram Direct. Mm-hmm. WhatsApp already has an API in which you can integrate with, but you need to have a certain, you need to be agreed to make use of that API. Do you think in 2020 that will happen, that Instagram and WhatsApp both will open an API in which you can build chatbots for it?
Yeah.
Because I also spoke to other people who said, well, I don't know about WhatsApp and Instagram, because Facebook also kind of announced that at one time they are going to integrate Facebook Messenger with Instagram and with WhatsApp. So they don't really see the value of focusing on those three individual platforms if you just are going to combine it after all.
So my concept of this, right, is I feel that when Facebook is saying that they're going to combine all three of them, I feel like the way that it's going to be done isn't through a single use app, something maybe like, let's say, WeChat.
Yeah.
The scenario. Like, I think they're going to keep them all separate because of the kind of demographics that you get utilizing the applications, and you know, keeping a solid base with everybody. What I feel is going to be more the way about doing it is through chatbots, like how ManyChat have already done their SMS and email capabilities, is that you're going to be able to, you know, like in the Flow Builder, you're going to be able to mind map where people can and if they would like to be contacted on certain channels. Because I can't see Facebook at any point trying to put all the apps into one app and then call that the communicator, we'll call it, because like I said, the demographics, but also if you go onto the Facebook Ads Manager, you will see now the capability for you to send traffic directly to your direct messages. And there's no reason that Facebook's going to want you to start sending messages directly if they're not going to start opening up the API to be able to send messages. And I mean, there are a few Instagram bot platforms kind of out there at the moment that are, you know, mainly based on some keyword elements, but you know, it's definitely going to happen. That's all I can really say. I mean, they're obviously utilizing WhatsApp and the API already there, but only for closed members. And it's just naturally got to happen. You know, if it doesn't happen this year, I'll be very, very, very shocked, to be honest with you. I mean, I've heard from good sources that it definitely is going to be happening and that there are tests already happening for these kind of scenarios. But it kind of confirms because of Facebook Manager pushing traffic into it, because that's like how it started a couple of years ago with Messenger.
Yeah.
You know, like lots of Facebook pages and clients, they're all kind of like, why do I want to send traffic to my Messenger? And you get like these three or four options that you can kind of choose, and it kind of like helps them somewhat, but it doesn't really go anywhere further unless you build out, you know, a decent ManyChat bot. So the exact same stuff is just going to happen, and it's just bit by bit. That's all we're going to have to wait for. It's just bit by bit. Things will arrive for us, and we just have to personally, I say, invest into the right platforms. That are going to hopefully give you the best, easiest user experience on when trying to scale any kind of bot campaign that you're going to do in another platform outside of Messenger.
Yeah.
You know, my choice is ManyChat, just because, you know, they seem to be very hot on it, on all the extra features and extra ways you're going to be able to contact people. But also, you know, I do feel that, you know, the mass amount of staff that they have and support that they have and group and community and all the extra bits that they have going on for them, that I feel like we'll see the best stuff for WhatsApp and direct from ManyChat when it comes available.
Yes, and to be clear to my audience, you talk a lot about ManyChat. You have a huge preference for ManyChat, but it is also possible to use your software with other chatbot software like ChatFuel and MomoDonkey, right?
So some interesting, like hot off the press updates, if you want, for your blog, is that recently we've just got a Zapier integration organized. Okay.
Yeah.
And we have an open API as well for our wallet scan application, which means you're going to be able to use hopefully nearly any POS system to also use the redemptions. You don't have to rely only on our wallet scan application or wallet scan online platform to be able to make the redemptions of coupons and scenarios. And yeah, you can connect into other platforms with Walletly. Some of the other platforms, the unfortunate thing is we do talk about ChatFuel, because like I don't like to sound, you know, ultimately biased. I just go with what, you know, is my opinion. My opinion is go with ManyChat. But, you know, going with some other platforms such as ChatFuel, you know, they do have some areas where they lack in comparison to ManyChat, but then they also have some pros against ManyChat, but then they have a community that kind of beats the other. So it kind of, it's like pros and cons all over the place.
Yeah,
okay?
Always pros and cons.
But yeah, we can connect to nearly every chatbot platform, and we have, you know, very soon with the Zapier side of things coming in, things like Shopify and WooCommerce and WordPress, and, you know, would like, honestly, 20 minutes before we started this, I was on a call talking about new type of growth tools we're going to look into for the next 6 month, 3 month period of development phase of Walletly. So we are hugely looking at for 2020, not so much the capability of upgrading certain features inside of Walletly more than what's going to be announced at the end of this month, but more to be looking at how we can do two things. Walletly can integrate into more systems like Shopify, but also giving new growth options, because currently the growth options that we supply are QR code and link, and obviously anything that you want to use inside of ManyChat, but we're going to be looking at giving you HTML forms and widgets and top bar scenarios and things like this, where the user will only have to fill in first name, last name, email, potentially phone number, and then you're going to be able to carry on. Okay,
so you're just mainly focusing on going to more platforms and improving the growth tools in 2020.
Yeah,
and also going to e-commerce, because when I first heard about your platform on our last call, is what I really thought of was, it's really interesting for local shops, but it's even more interesting for like e-commerce shops. And therefore, I think maybe a Shopify / WooCommerce integration will be like a really good enhancement to your product.
Yeah. I mean, I've had some good experience already with Shopify and doing some good, you know, numerous figure stores. But like, you can already use Walletly with Shopify now. You know, there's little friction points, you know, like not like what I would me being a bit of a perfectionist in some senses of this stuff, but you can already use Shopify with Walletly if you want to. It's a bit of a roundabout way. You might need to use Zapier, you might need to do a bit of this, bit of code here and there or something to make it work. But you know, it is definitely going to be something where we just want you to be able to have a copy paste scenario where you can add in your slug from your Shopify account, and then from there have the most seamless process for you to be able to know as much about the buyers in your Shopify store counted against what's currently happening inside of your Walletly type campaigns as well. Yeah. And having a great way of being able to send them push notifications and to be able to pull in discount links that you have from your Shopify store that are already available. But
yes,
scenarios like this, that's what we're looking to have done for, you know, during 2020.
Okay. And in general, how do you think chatbots will develop? Because what I really noticed in the last like 6 months is that there are a lot of really straightforward chatbot use cases. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking a lot of chatbot software platforms aren't really making use of a lot of AI and NLP features. Do you think that in 2020 there will be more like advanced chatbots using more AI and NLP?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't there be? It's kind of an answer to that one.
Because what I noticed, I mean, for example, in ChatFuel and ManyChat, mm-hmm. is that they have like this keyword recognition, but they don't have entities and intents and more like the more advanced NLP.
Well, see, you got to choose your battles, is what I would say to this. And ManyChat have chosen their battle very positively on towards marketing and making it simple through chat marketing. You know, going into the complexities of natural language processing and all of the stuff that comes into that does take it to an extra level of complexity, and, you know, maybe not made for... it's only made for a particular part of the market, but ultimately having a simple chatbot works for customers that might not even understand that these kind of capabilities are even possible through channels such as Messenger. So, you know, I definitely think there'll be more of it. I mean, you can always use platforms like Yanis and Dialogflow to be able to interconnect in with things like ManyChat. I mean, I've made some bots using that before and it's all gravy. So, you know, it's like you got to think, will ManyChat that's focused on a particular thing, and the next thing they're definitely going to be focused on, if they're going to be focused on anything, I'd like to think would be, you know, more scenarios and the same thing, what I said to Walletly, of trying to get more opt-in routes and more widgets to be able to apply email and SMS, but also for the new integration / channels, such as more Shopify stuff and more things like Instagram and WhatsApp. So they're going to gain more audience capacity and keep it simple. Some of the features are necessary, but going into a whole UI and UX experience, trying to create Dialogflow or something like that in ManyChat, I would just think is a great thing for certain parts, like a very small percentage of their audience, but not exactly going to be fruitful for the business itself of being a chatbot platform. So it's a bit of this and that, but no, I would like to see more things like Dialogflow directly integrated into scenarios such as ManyChat. But then, I mean, something else. I mean, I'm a bit of a third party. I'm a bit of a third party software that you could put into ManyChat. You could call myself if you wanted, but people, you know, Yanis, that, you know, control that helps you interconnect. Integrate with Dialogflow though comes with loads of extra features that makes it so much more easier to do. And I mean, unless ManyChat want to charge you extra for being able to have that extra natural language processing, you're never going to be able to do the extra stuff that another platform could just do solely on itself if it's concentrated onto something. Kind of like, you know, ManyChat, by all means, at some point, you know, I doubt they ever would, they could put the wallet integration scenario directly into ManyChat, but then they got to think about scanners and dashboards and the subscribers and the analytics and the push notification center and all the other stuff that kind of comes into it. It just gets a little too much sometimes. So, you know, it's really good to stay focused onto what it is that you need for a particular job, and what platforms you're going to need to make that job as successful as possible.
Okay. I also have some statements. I will just read them out loud. It are statements of Oracle, Gartner, and Business Insider. The first one is Oracle. They say by 2020, 80% of businesses plan to utilize chatbots. Then you have Gartner, who said 85% of customer support interactions will be performed by a chatbot by 2020. Mm-hmm. And Business Insider stated 80% of businesses are expected to have some sort of chatbot automation. And what do you think of these statements? Because I think these are really bold statements.
I think they're high, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And if I look around, I live in the Netherlands, and in the Netherlands there are not really that many chatbot applications. And I think it's maybe like 30 or 40%, not 80. 80 is like really high to my opinion.
If it is at 80, the consumer, like, I like to measure stuff off of consumer knowledge more than anything, because you know, us being nerds, if you want to call us that, all that, are definitely going to be like on it, like Sonic, right? You know, your average Joe who's interested in accounting or something else that's not exactly around tech, we'll call it. If they're aware that chatbots exist, then you're mostly talking about 80%, because the actual general public is going to actually understand it. And it's very far and few between in, you know, my general friend area, apart from the fact they all know that I'm a big nerd. that's what they refer to me as. That, you know, anybody else really knows that those possibilities are ultimately there. And I mean, sometimes, I mean, chatbots are so good that you don't even feel like you're talking to a chatbot ultimately. Yeah. But, you know, people are obviously a lot more smarter than you'd ever want to give them credit for. And I'm pretty sure that most people do realize that it is a chatbot, but say, yeah, it felt like it wasn't. No, I think that 80% is way too big, unless they're talking about a particular sizes of business, you know, like a particular enterprise size businesses will all be using chatbots or something like that. That I could potentially be more believed into. But any and all businesses, I just couldn't understand how it would be 80%.
How much would you think if it was just any business?
I would go with what you said, around 30-40.
Yeah. Seems more reasonable to me.
The other thing is as well, there's always new chatbots coming out, and it depends on what they're kind of referring to when they say chatbots as well. Because I mean, if you're just talking about a web-based platform where you're just talking to a bot as a helper on your website, as much as they are chatbots, you might collect an email or a phone number through them, but I mean, as soon as the user's gone off the website, you're never going to be able to talk to them directly like that again, as through, you know, Messenger and something like this. You're going to be able to have them to contact the subscriber and someone that you can have a conversation with whenever you want to. So, you know, if they are also referring to web-based chatbots, then I can potentially see that 80% could be a little bit more there, because there's so many variations of it. I mean, it's not just Messenger, you know, it's not just WhatsApp, it's not just direct, there's web-based, there's I'm trying to think of some of the other platforms off the top of my head. There's this purple one, what's it called? Remember, you know what it is? Viber, WhatsApp, and some other things like this. I'm trying to think of some of the other names of them. Even LinkedIn, they don't even have they don't have chatbots on there, but I mean, like, they'll be coming. So yeah.
Do you think that LinkedIn also will implement chatbots? Because with WhatsApp and Instagram, you already see some progression in this. With LinkedIn, I don't think there's any progression.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting that they haven't ultimately, but I would like to think so. I mean, it would be amazing for LinkedIn personally. if your LinkedIn page could have its own chatbot. But at the same time, though, it's like it's one thing of like LinkedIn being able to allow you to make your chatbot, but ultimately, like you find lots of LinkedIn softwares, you know, they help you to add friends and start messages and do all of those kind of scenarios. And it'll be the same kind of like if LinkedIn opened up an API for you to be able to make a chatbot for your LinkedIn page, ManyChat, I'm pretty sure, would be one of the first people to go, yeah, sure. And we'll allow you to make a LinkedIn bot inside of ManyChat, I'm pretty sure of it. And you know, that's kind of like, I guess, why I kind of always circle back around to ManyChat, is that for a lot of, like, there are platforms obviously they're not going to have in there. There's this one that I'm trying to think of. Funny enough, that's where ManyChat started, but I can't seem to pull it off the top of my head when they first started making chatbots. No, I think all major consumer based chatbot platforms will be provided with ManyChat. And you know, you've got to kind of think to yourself, like, when email started all those years ago, you know, it was the biggest thing since sliced bread. And you know, we're in for a revolution at the moment now, you know, disruption across the market. And how, you know, over the next 10, I genuinely think it's something that we're talking about over the next 10 years, how all marketing, the preferred channel will be through scenarios such as chatbot. And we will just find, we are just going to have to find the correct way to have to not make it ultimately spam. Because that's all, that's the only reason why Facebook changed their rules, and they want to try and, they just want to make sure that we don't piss off the consumers.
Yes. Just don't spam like email spams. What I also notice is with an e-commerce, I made a post about how to make an e-commerce chatbot. And when you see is that people don't like to fill in their name and their email address, because then they ultimately think, oh, it's spam. But if you send a send to messenger thing and then you ask a messenger for their email, it's no problem. So it's also like a kind of different, I think messenger doesn't feel like spam yet and email does. And I think messenger is now preventing that it is a spam place for everyone.
Yeah, but the worst thing that you're ever going to have to fit, this is like the worst scenario, and this is the thing that always worries me and why I just have to be conscious of the rules. Let's imagine that, you know, like the rules weren't there and just all the businesses were just flowing crap at people. Sooner or later, the thing is that the consumers will delete the app, right? They won't want to. And the thing is, that means that now, you know, me having my conversations with my friends isn't going to happen through that platform. It's going to happen on a different platform, because I don't get spammed by a load of crap from a load of business, a load of nonsense I'm not really that bothered about. And, you know, Facebook, the worst thing they'd ever want is to start losing app users based off of the fact that businesses are just shoveling crap at them. And, you know, from there, I'm not going to use your applications to communicate with my friends. So it's a very difficult juggling act that they have to do, to be honest. And as much as like all of us marketers and bot builders give them stick for changing the rules, I just like to know that they're actually paying attention.
Yeah, get it. Is there anything you want to see in 2020? You already said I would like that to more some like advanced applications with Dialogflow. Is there anything else that you say, well, this is something I really like to see in 2020, except from LinkedIn and Instagram and WhatsApp all opening their APIs for everyone?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind a million subscribers on Polo. You know, that's not a bad idea.
No.
You know? I mean, I'll take 100,000, but I mean, if I get a million, then, you know, I'll shake your hand if you want. What would I really want in 2020? And we're talking about chatbots here, not just
anything. Yeah, chatbot-wise. Yeah, if you have...
I mean, like, there's a lot of things I could want.
That you want.
I could have anything. I'm just trying to think, like, what would I want for chatbot-wise? Like, are we talking about general chatbots or just many chat?
You can say anything you want.
I would like this because it's me, but I mean, I would like... Right now, so like inside of ManyChat, like how you're able to send an SMS, an email, a Facebook Messenger, with Wallet.ly, we got the little capability for you to add an action, and that action will be sending a notification. I would really like to see, if possible, to have the capability of, like, when you select what it is that you'd like to do, like a smart delay, a message, an email, all that, to have a Walletly notification. So you just select that, and then you can write your message and add in one or two little preference keys that you need to be able to do it.
So more like a native integration.
Yeah, more native. Sure. Like you go to integrations, you add in your keys and scenarios that you get from Walletly, and then it will open up the capability of just exactly how you do it without one or two of the little extra stickler bits that we have to do currently at the moment. Not that they're complicated in any kind of way, they're just copy paste scenarios, but I think it'd be nice to kind of see that. So then it kind of gives a very, very unique way for ManyChat to have an extra thing that is very unique and very positive for the exact same scenarios of what they're trying to do, which is to restart the 24-hour notification message, and also just to make sure that they're getting higher return on investments on the general campaign, no matter if they're using Messenger, ManyChat, or whatever else essentially is going on. That's what I'd like to see. I think.
Do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. Get on the phone with Mike and just see what he says. I don't know. You can't ever say. I mean, like, you know, they've done all sorts of different integrations. I mean, if the if their audience wants it, then they, I'd like to think that they might do it. Okay, and you know, I got one or two mates over at Walletly's at ManyChat, so hopefully I might be able to twist an arm or shake a hand or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I would really like to see. I'm just trying to think. I mean, literally the only other thing, honestly, is just get me WhatsApp and get me Instagram. Because I would just love to be able to say that Walletly can distribute passes through SMS, email, Instagram, WhatsApp, and, you know, also your push notifications. So, I mean, like, it's very far and few between where you're able to say that you've got everything like that in, on deliverability effectively.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for this for the participation in this podcast and YouTube series. For the listener, thank you for listening, or thank you for viewing on YouTube. And
Jordan, I got a question. I mean, you've asked me all these questions. I got a question for you.
Okay, that's also fine.
What do you want to see in chatbots by 2020?
I want to see more like advanced applications of chatbots. I think a lot of things are really like ManyChat based, like really basic. It works, it sells. Mm-hmm. But you said we're nerds, and I want like more a kind of a nerd experience within chatbots. And I'm also thinking about, okay, just normal things we now do with websites. How would we do such things with chatbots? For example, can you make a complete auction chatbot, which doesn't seem naturally to me to do it in a chatbot, but how should we do it? Kind of that applications, that would be like really interesting to me.
Fair enough. I like it.
Okay.
Right. Well, do your sign off now.
Well, thank you for coming, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for viewing. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Until the next time.
Subscribe. See you later.
Subscribe.